Good morning, it's Daf Kuf Mem Daled, and we're dealing with the case of the Mishnah where a person comes to us with a document stating that he got all the wealth of Reuven. Reuven shows up and Reuven says, yeah, I gave all my wealth a month ago and I was deathly ill and I thought I was going to die. And now I've recovered. So the whole gift is retracted. The recipient of the gift is saying, no, you were not deathly ill, you were healthy. The same way you're healthy now, you were healthy then. And therefore you can't retract. The person who gives a gift when he's healthy cannot retract just because he doesn't want to go anymore. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir says that let the giver prove that in fact he was deathly ill. And the Chacham said the opposite. Hamotzi mechaveiro olav araya. The recipient, he's the one who needs to prove that the giver was healthy, because we normally assume that the one holding on to the money is the rightful owner. In other words, we follow chazaka de meikara. The presumption is like the original state. The original state was that it was the giver's money. He wants to now prove, he wants to take that money away. So to do that, he's going to have to claim that the giver was healthy a month ago. So he needs to prove that the giver was healthy. But if he can't prove it, so then we assume that the money stays where it had been, and therefore the giver wins, and we accept the giver's claim that he was sick a month ago. So Chacham say, Amotzi mechaveiro olav araya. The one who wants to take the money away from the one who had it, he needs to prove that he's entitled to it. He needs to prove that the man was healthy a month ago.
Very hard to prove it, Rabbi.
So that's the Gemara's question, Baruch's question. Ask the Gemara, Raya b'mai, what type of a proof? So Rav Huna Amar Raya Be'edim. So Rav Huna said, I'll tell you what the proof is. Witnesses. So that can always prove things. Witnesses are the best possible credibility. So the recipient of the gift, who's saying that the giver can't retract because the giver gave me the money when the giver was healthy, has to bring witnesses that the giver was healthy at the time that he gave the gift. However, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna Amri, you don't need that great a proof. Raya b'kiyum ashtar. All you need is that the recipient validate the signatures on the gift document. And once he validates the signatures on the gift document, that alone is enough. So once we know that this is a document that couldn't have been forged, then the recipient wins, and the recipient will get it.
I know, but if there is no document, Rabbi, it was only just verbally he said that.
Then it certainly wouldn't work. Name.
Then it's what?
Then certainly the recipient doesn't get anything.
Doesn't get anything, right?
Because the only way verbal would work would be a dying man, but a dying man who recovers can retract.
Correct. I understand, but... So.
But Adim, we have Adim, Baruch.
The man is healthy now.
Also, Rabbi, wouldn't the document have to say that he's dying?
Because the document didn't say it. That's the case.
But then what's the use of the document? It's the whole case is about a dying man.
No, this is the question, whether he was a dying man or not. Remember, the recipient claims he was a healthy man.
Right, so the document doesn't
The document doesn't say, right. So now the Gemara explains that really these two opinions of the Amoraim are two completely different understandings of what's the dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna says, Raya Be'edim, that according to the Chachamim, the gift recipient has to bring witnesses that the gift giver was healthy at the time that he gave away everything. So according to him, Kamifl Gibi Plugtud Rabbi Yaakov Reb Nasa. The argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is the same as the argument we learned yesterday between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nasan in terms of the question of Chazakos. Okay, let's now plug it in. Rabbi Nasan says that if a guy shows up in front of us healthy, we assume that he was healthy when he gave the gift. And if he wants to be able to retract, he needs to prove that he was a shchiv mara, that he was very ill at the time that he gave the gift. So in other words, according to Rabbi Nassan, we follow Chazaka Dahashta. The current reality is what we assume was. So that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we follow Chazaka Dahashta. The man shows up in front of us healthy. We assume when he gave the gift, he was healthy. So therefore, he needs to prove that he was sick at the time he gave the gift in order to unravel this gift. However, there are Rabbanan who say that the gift recipient needs to prove that the man was healthy when he gave the gift. So they're following Rabbi Yaakov. That we don't follow Chazaka Dehashta. Rather, we look at what we call it Chazaka Demeikara or the Cheskas Mamon. Where was the money? The money was in the hands of the giver. It belonged to him. We assume it still belongs to him, unless the recipient can prove that it no longer belongs to him. So the recipient needs to prove that he was healthy at the time that he gave the gift. And how does he prove it? With witnesses. So according to the view that the proof that we're talking about here is witnesses, the argument in our Mishnah is the same argument as we saw yesterday between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan. Again, Rabbi Meir, who holds that the gift recipient is going to win, it's the gift giver who needs to prove he was sick. It's Rabbi Nassan, like Rabbi Nassan, that what wins the case is the current reality. We assume the current reality always has been. So the current reality is that the man is healthy. He's claiming, I'm currently healthy, that's why I'm able to retract, because the gift I gave a month ago, I gave when I was sick. Or we don't believe him on that necessarily. We believe he's currently healthy, he was healthy a month ago. So let him bring a proof that he was sick a month ago to be able to retract. That's the view of Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Nassan. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would say that he, the gift giver, doesn't need to bring a proof to be able to retract. Rather, the gift recipient needs to be able to bring a proof to be able to hold on to it. For Rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbanan are holding like Rabbi Yaakov because we don't give so much weight to the current reality. We look at the pre-existing reality, the Chazaka Demeikara. Initially, this money belonged to the giver. Now we want to take it away from the giver. We need to prove that we're able to take it away from the giver. So we need to have witnesses that he was healthy at the time that he gave the gift. Because if we assume that the money probably is still in the hands of the giver, that means we assume that he probably was sick at the time he gave the gift. Therefore, now that he's healthy, he can retract. So that was one explanation. However, Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Rav Huna said that the proof that the Chachamim are talking about that the recipient brings is not that the recipient brings witnesses that the giver was healthy at the time he gave the gift, but raya b'kiyum hashtar, that the recipient brings people who know the signatures on the document and they validate the gift document. So, okay, so that's already a new understanding. Apparently, once the document is validated, the giver cannot claim, yeah, it's a true document, but I gave it while I was very sick. No, we say once it is a good document, so then we say, listen, right now he's healthy, and it's a good document. So if he's healthy now, we assume he was healthy in the past. So we assume it was a good gift. So what's the argument here? If everybody agrees that we follow the fact that he's currently healthy, so what's the whole argument in the Mishnah? Kamiflagi, the mode of bishtar, shakasvo, itzarech lekaima. The argument is a famous argument. What happens when somebody admits that he wrote the document? He admits that the document is valid. So there's no longer the possibility of claiming that the whole document was a forgery. But it's true that he's admitting that the document is valid, but he's claiming for another reason he doesn't need to pay. But he says, I already paid you. So you might have said, yeah, it's true he admits that the document is valid, but he could have said the document is a forgery. Migu, that he could have said the document is a forgery. Now that he says, I paid you, he should be believed. And when he says, I paid you, we should say that he doesn't need to now pay a second time because he's believed that he already paid. Or maybe not. Once he admits that the document was written, so now the document is like two witnesses. So he says he paid. What do you mean? But why does the other guy still have the document? You're not believed to say that you paid. Now you need to pay. So that's the issue here to Rabbi Meir, who says that the giver needs to bring proof that he was a dying man. And if the giver doesn't bring proof that he's a dying man, the recipient will, in fact, collect, even if the recipient doesn't bring any proof, which means what? Even if the recipient doesn't validate the document, the recipient is still going to get it. Why? Because he holds like this. Number one, the man is currently healthy. And number two, the giver is modu b'shtar shekasva. The giver is admitting that he wrote the document. He's just claiming that when he did, he was a dying man. But bottom line is he claims he wrote the document. So once you admit that you wrote the document, eino tzarech l'kaimo, there's no need to validate it further. And the giver has no claims to be able to knock out the document because he already admitted to the document being true. So he can't now knock out what the document is trying to say. However, Rabbanan Sarvi, the Rabbanan say like this. Had the giver claimed that the document was false, he would have been believed. So now that he didn't claim that it was false, he claims that he did write it, but he wrote it as a dying man, he's also believed. So therefore the recipient, what he has to do is he has to bring witnesses that the document, in fact, is a valid document. Tzarech l'kaimo. Once he brings witnesses that it's a valid document, that they know these signatures, and they say these signatures are true people, honest people. So now the gift giver cannot claim that it was a forgery. Once he can't claim it's a forgery, he's not believed to say that it was a meaningless document, that he was, a dying man. And therefore, at that point, the recipient will collect. So basically the argument is, do we say that modu b'shtar shekasva, once a person admits that he wrote the document, so now he's stuck, he can't now add, oh yeah, I wrote it, but I paid it back, or I wrote it, but I was a dying man when I wrote it. So according to Rabbi Meir, modu b'shtar shekasva, once he admits, ein tzarech l'kaimo, the other guy doesn't need to validate it, because the man who admits can't make any added claims. So once he admitted here, that he wrote the document, so he can't claim it was a shchiv merah. There's no need for kiyum hashtar. Whereas, according to the Rabbanan, even though he admitted, nevertheless, he still could knock out the import of the document. When he says, I was a shchiv merah, he is believed. So that's why you need to bring witnesses to make it impossible for him to knock out the document. And then already, the recipient wins based on the chazaka of the hashtar. You could have said it was a forgery.
Could have said it was a forgery. Instead, he said he was a dying man. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Mayor holds that there is no.
There's no such miku. Once you admit, that's it.
Rabbi, can this forgery be avoided in today's technology by verification of the writing of a person that they
nope, it's an nowadays. Interesting question.
Is it accepted by the Rabbanan and the Bezdin?
I doubt it, because the truth is all, nowadays almost everything can be forged, right? I mean, probably, I was thinking the other day, if you had a computer, right, computers are smart, they could probably scan somebody's handwriting and probably recreate it.
So then it still is the same old law there.
I think you still have to have witnesses, there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think so, okay. Yeah. Question.
I may be wrong, but I think that we're learning that the assumption that Shchiv Merah is going to die. It's not going to have a shtar. That's what we learned up to. Oh, I'm wrong, but that's what I...
No, there are witnesses there. They write it down. We saw before.
There are witnesses, so it could be.
The Gemara now asks, but we have this argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Moda B'Shtar Shekasvo somewhere else. The Tanu Adin Abraisa. Ein Emanim Leposlo to Rabbi Meir. If witnesses come and they say, yes, this is our signature, but we were forced to sign it. So it wasn't a whole, it wasn't really an honest signature. So the Chachamim say, we have the rule, a pesha, asar, a pesha, hiter. We have to rely on them, we rely on them. Therefore, they knock out their signatures. But Rabbi Meir says, ein ne'eman l'posel de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, once they admit, they are not able to disqualify the document, because since the borrower is saying that, yes, I did borrow, and this was an honest document, witnesses are not believed to say that they signed illicitly. Chachamim ne'amanim. Chachamim say they are believed, because according to the Chacham, the fact that he believed that the fact that the borrower admitted that he wrote it, is not enough. So he admitted that he wrote it. Still, there's a need to validate it. So since it's not being validated, the witnesses can knock it out. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, I needed to tell you this machlokas in two cases. Di'itmar bihi, if I would have told you in Ksubos, where the borrower admits that he wrote the shtar, and then witnesses come to disqualify it, I would say, Bahikam Rabbanan, there the witnesses say that the sages say that the witnesses can knock out the shtar, Mishum Dalimi Edimu Mari Shtara, because witnesses are very strong. Since witnesses are very strong, they can knock out a shtar. Avalachahu Delav Kol Kamine, but over here where we're talking about not that witnesses are saying it's not a good shtar, it's that the gift giver is saying it's not a good shtar. He's saying it was a shchiv mara. He's not so powerful. Eimalo, maybe he doesn't have the power to knock out the shtar. Biyatmar baha, and if I would have told you our case, I would say baha kam Rabbi Meir. Over here, Rabbi Meir says his law. Avul bahach, but in the case of ksubos, modelu l'rabbanan, maybe he agrees to the rabbanan, that since we're dealing with witnesses, they can knock out the shtar. So tzricha, that's what I have to tell you. In both cases, Rabbi Meir holds moda b'shtar shekasvo in tzarech l'kaimo, and the chachamim hold tzarech l'kaimo. V'chein amar rabba, this is also what rabba said, that when the Mishnah says raya, that the gift recipient according to the Chum, needs to prove that he's entitled to the gift. How does he prove he's entitled to the gift? Not by validating signatures, but be'edim, but by bringing witnesses that the gift giver was healthy at the time that he gave the gift. Amale Abaye said, my time, what's the reason why the gift recipient needs to bring witnesses that the gift giver was healthy? Inema, if you're going to say midakuluk siv bahu, tarav mahalach al ragloi b'shukim, a normal giver of a gift who's healthy, the document will say when he was walking on his feet on the market, he gave this gift. Ubahaluk sivba. This document doesn't say that. Therefore, shmami na shchiv merahavi. So that's why we're thinking that he was a dying man, like he's claiming now. Adrabba, the opposite. Read the Kuluk Sivbahu and all the documents of a dying man. It says, Kat Katsu Varami Barise, when he was sick and laying up in bed, he gave this. Vahalok Sivba, but here it doesn't say that. So Shnamina Barihu, so that proves that he's healthy. In other words, this was Rick's question. Rick asked, but what does the document say? The point is, the document doesn't say anything. So Abayi says, if it doesn't say anything, why is that a reason to claim that the recipient is at a disadvantage? On the contrary, let's say that the giver is a disadvantage. So Rabbah explained, I'll tell you why. It doesn't say anything. So therefore, there's reason to think that the giver was healthy. There's reason to think that the giver was sick. But where was the money? The money was in the hands of the giver. That's the chazaka de meikara. That's the pre-existing assumption. It was in his money. It was his money. So we assume it still is his money. So since we assume it still is his money, therefore the recipient who's trying to take the money away from where it was, he has to prove that he's right. So he has to prove that the giver gave it when he was healthy. So now, Ube Plukta, this argument that we saw, whether the proof that the recipient brings is just validating the shtar or actually witnesses that the giver was healthy, that argument is also, others have that argument. It's the argument of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Raya Be'edim. Rabbi Yochanan says that the gift recipient has to bring witnesses that the gift giver was healthy when he gave. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Raya Be'kiyum Ashtar. Rish Lakish says all the recipient has to do is he has to validate the shtar. Esfir Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Rish Lakish, who says all that's needed is kiyum ashtar. We have a braisa. Maisa b'vnei Brak. There was a story in b'nei Brak be'echad shemachar b'nichsei aviv. There was a person who inherited his father's lands, and he sold them off, and then umeis, and then he died. Now the buyers had not yet collected the land. Uvo b'nei mishpacha. So other relatives of the father came. The iru lomar, and they made the following claim: katanaya b'shas misa zu. B'shas misa. When this child who sold you sold, he was a child, because he died when he was a child. And therefore, a child can't sell. And therefore, since he couldn't sell, the assets belong still to the father's estate. And therefore, we get them, because we're the relatives. Above, so they asked Rabbi Akiva, could we open up the grave in order to see if he's a child? Amalahem, Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, tam rishayim lenavla. To open up a grave would be to disgrace him. You're not allowed to disgrace him. Vod, and furthermore, siman masuyin lishtanas lachar misa. Even if you would open up the grave, and it would seem that he has hair, it would have two pubic hairs, it's not a proof, because after death, these things can change. All right, that was the story. So now the Gemara explains why Rabbi Yochanan feels that this is the question. Bishmo didi, I understand according to me. Damin araya be'edim, I say that a gift recipient needs to bring witnesses to prove that the gift giver was healthy when he gave the gift. So that's why in that story, the gift recipients couldn't get their gift just by validating the signatures. So therefore, they need to bring witnesses. So Kevin to Amar Lalakuchos Icadim. Once Rabbi Akiva tells the gift, there wasn't gift recipients, it was purchasers. Once he tells the purchasers, bring a proof, and they couldn't bring witnesses. And it decaused Ivam Luhma Levodko. That's what they're saying. Okay, let me check up the body. Let's disinter him. El Didach, but according to you, you say that all you need to do is the gift recipient just has to validate the document. Once he validates the document, then we rely on Chazaka Dahashta, and he would collect the money. So if so, Lamalula Bodko, in that case, why did the purchasers need to check the body? Likaimu Shtarai, who let them validate the document. Velukmi Benischei, and that should be enough to get the possessions. That should be enough to get the possessions. Because there is a chazakah here, right? The chazakah that witnesses are not going to sign on a falsehood. So if there is a sale, that means witnesses signed on the sale. Witnesses are going to check, make sure that the people can sell. The guy who's selling is an adult. The guy who's buying, you know, is paying. So there's a chazakah there. So why do you need to check the body? There's a chazakah of the witnesses being honest. And so with Kiyum Ashtar, that should be alone enough to do it. So Rish Lakish says like this, you think in that story the children were holding on to these assets, and the buyers were coming to take it from them. No, Nichsi Becheskas Lekuchos Kaimi. The buyers had already taken the objects. They had taken the fields. And the relatives are coming to take it away because they want to take it away. And actually it was the relatives who were asking to open up the grave in order to get the fields back. They claim he's a child. Says, this is what makes sense, that it's the relatives who wanted to check the body, not that the recipients, not that the purchasers needed to check the body. Because Rabbi Akiva says to them, Iatem Rashoy Lenavlo, you're not allowed to humiliate him by checking him. Vishtiku, and then they're quiet. So yamit bishlama b'nei mishpacha kama ari. If it's the relatives who are trying to pull the assets back, mishamachi ishtiku. That's why they're quiet and they accept this, rejection of their proposal. Eloi amarta. But if you're going to say the kuchos kama ari, that it is the buyers who are claiming that they want to check the body. Am I shatki? Why are they quiet? Lame relay. Let them claim. Anan zuzi avin and lay. We gave money. So if we gave money and we're not getting our money back, or we want this purchase, right? Or we're not going to get our money back. So if we're not going to get our money back, we don't care about his kavod. Linavel v'linavel. Let us be able to open up the body because we are entitled to not suffer a financial loss. So that's not necessarily the greatest proof. That could be, that's not such a proof. Because you could even say that it is the purchasers who want to open up the grave. And yet, this is what Rabbi Akiva is telling them. Chada, first of all, no, you can't open the grave because you can't humiliate a dead body. And furthermore, if you're going to say, well, we don't care that he's going to be disgraced because it's our money, they took our money, we are entitled to open up the body, you're not even going to get anything by opening up the body, by opening up the grave. Because you're not going to be able to prove anything because once it's in the earth, the physical features of the body change. All right, talking further about the view of Rabbi Yochanan. Shal, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan. In the Braisa, Zu Shnuya b'mishas Bar Kapara. This is taught in the lessons of Bar Kapara. Haresha ya'ochel sadeuva b'cheskas yishalom. If a guy is sitting in a field and consuming the fruits, and everybody thinks it's his. He hasn't been here for 3 years yet, but everybody thinks it's his. Bekara all of echad irer, and somebody else comes and argues lomar shalihi to say no, it's not yours, it's really mine. Behotzi ze es ono lomar shemachartali, and this one takes out his shtar to say, well, here you sold it to me, or the shtar says nasatali b'matani, you gave it to me as a gift. Sim Amarif, the man who's fighting with him says, "Ini makir b'shtar zemeolam. This is a false shtar. It was never written by me. Yiskayim hashtar b'chosma." So then, all you need is to validate it, and he stays there. Im Amar, but if he says, "It's true, I wrote the shtar, but it's still meaningless. Shtar pasim huzeh. I wrote a shtar because I wanted you asked me to do it because it was part of a subterfuge that it should look that you have money." But really, I never gave you it. Oh, shtar amana, shemacharti l'chavol anasat l'idamim. I gave it to you trusting that you would give me the money, but you never did give me the money. So now, im yesh edim, if there are witnesses saying that it's a shtar amana or shtar pasim, halech achar edim, follow the witnesses. Im lav, but if not, halech achar ashtar, we follow the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. And we don't necessarily accept the claim that it wasn't a good start. So now, Lema, let's suggest that this lesson of Bar Kapara, that if a person admits that he wrote the shtar, but he's claiming it's a meaningless shtar, is Rabbi Meir, Da'amar, who we are explaining holds, Mod B'shtar Shekasvo, once a person admits that he did in fact write the shtar, at that point, he can't knock it out anymore. He doesn't need to validate it. The other guy doesn't need to validate it. The lo Rabbanan, but not the Rabbanan. Amar leis, Rabbi Yochanan said back, lo, Shani Omer, I would say, Dibriakol, Modu Bishtar Shekosvo, Eino Tzarech Lekaimo. I believe that everybody agrees that once somebody admits that he wrote the shtar, he can't weaken it anymore. And now the other guy doesn't need to prove that it's still a good shtar. So asks Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. I can say everybody agrees. But we said that there is a machlokas. What we said in Ksubos. That's not we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Braisa. We learned there in Ksubos that if witnesses come and say, yes, it's our handwriting, but we were forced. So the Braisa says, "Ein neman l'poslo Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the witnesses are not believed to disqualify it. And the Chachamim say they are believed. So you see that according to Rabbi Meir, why are they not believed? It's because once there's a mode of shtar shekasva, once a person admits that the shtar was written, he can't do anything to it anymore, even though witnesses are coming and saying there's a problem. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Eish Lakish, no. When witnesses come, they can knock out a shtar that he admitted to. But you call Kamine, but nobody's saying that he's strong enough to knock out a shtar that he admits to.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, in this example of the miner, is it not that he had no standing to actually execute that sale?
Yeah.
Right? No one is debating that the shtar is authentic.
Yeah, but for other reasons, the shtar is not really authentic. He has no standing.
He had no standing.
Then the shtar is not authentic.
And how about if he blew up the money before he died, and now all of a sudden the purchaser is...
That's the case. He did blow up the money. That's exactly the case. That's the case. He did blow up the money.
He's a huge victim there, the purchaser, right?
Yeah. That's right. So I asked Rish Lakish on Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lei, he said to him, Alo Mishimcha Amru, but they say... In your name, in that very case of that minor, that Yafeiru b'nei mishpacha, that since the relatives are the ones who are validating the shtar, they also can invalidate it by saying it was a minor who sold and he had no standing to sell. Amaleh, Rabbi Yochanan said no. Zo Elazar Amra. It's Elazar who said it. They thought, since it's my student who said it, that I agree. But it's not true. Ani lo amarti davar zeh me'olam. I never said this. I never said that mode b'shtar shekasvo, that once a person admits to the shtar, eino tzarech l'kaimo, that now he cannot weaken it. Okay, we'll stop here.
This is the air map that's in line.
Of what?
This is woodland, and this is up to HCC. This is the extended.